Good morning and welcome to the Marcus Today pre-market podcast. My name is Henry Jennings. It is Monday, the 22nd of April. And as usual, with all the information contained in this podcast, it is general advice only. So please do your own research, contact your own financial advisor regarding any of the thoughts, ideas or insights. And if you're listening to this free podcast and you're not yet a member of the Marcus Today community, we'd love to have you on board. What are you waiting for? Sign up today, marcustoday.com.au. You get a two-week free trial and all the wonderful goodies that are in the newsletter and, of course, access to our exclusive podcast for members and also our exclusive Facebook discussion group as well. All right, enough of the adverts. Let's hit the scores on the doors as we always do. And Friday night, a bit of a mismatch, I guess, in the US. We have the Dow Jones up 211 points or 0.56%, 37,986. We had a high on the Dow, 327 points up, a low, never in negative territory. Up 6 points was the low for the US Dow. We had the Nasdaq, though, down 2.1%, 319 points, 15,282. Serious nerves creeping in ahead of what is going to be a big week for US technology stocks. A lot of those companies reporting this week, 319 down, 15,282. The S&P 500 in the middle for diddle, 0.88% down, 44 points below 5,000, 49.67, with the Russell up 0.24%, 5 points, 1948, and the VIX Volatility Index, as you would expect in this kind of negative sentiment market, up 3.9%. To 18.71. Our SPY futures showing a 27-point gain. So a little bit of relief after that nasty day on Friday where we had 75 points down. Most of that loss was halved. At one stage, we were down 150, 160 points. That came on the news that the Israelis had launched attacks on Iran. That really spooked the market as further news came out on Friday that maybe it wasn't the attack that some had feared, then we did see our market rally. And obviously, events over the weekend, we haven't seen any escalation, so we are certainly a little bit better on ASX futures. 27 points on the SPY futures. As far as the stocks in the US goes, well, Nvidia got clobbered, down 10%. If you live by the sword, you die by the sword, and the sword was well and truly out of its scabbard. On Friday, AMD down 5.9%, Netflix down 9.1%, Meta, the artist formerly known as Facebook, down 4.1%, Tesla, which have their results this week, a little more on that in Henry's Take today, were down 1.9%, Amazonians down 2.6%, Alphabetti Spaghetti down 1.1%, Apple down 1.2%, so they were relatively spared, but certainly those semiconductor stocks very much on the nose on Friday. US banks, though, better. Bank of America up 3.4%. Wells Fargo up 2.7%. Goldman's and Morgan's not doing an awful lot, though. CBA overseas was up 0.12%. And ResMed up 0.7%. In UK trade, Barclays was up 1%. Deutsche up 1% in Europe as well, in terms of the stocks there. All right, further news out of US this week as well. We've got the GDP out on Thursday and a key inflation read out on Friday. There's always something going on. We've also got Tesla, Meta, American Airlines, Microsoft and Alphabetti Spaghetti also reporting this week. So it's going to be a big, big week. The Nasdaq loss was its sixth negative session in a row. The S&P 500 loss was its sixth negative session in a row. The Nasdaq Composite finished the week down 5.5%. It was a big, big week for the US market, I have to say, and it's going to be a big, big week as well. The stocks were off their lows in the US as the Tehran downplayed reports of that Israeli airstrike. But certainly the Fed jungle drums have been beating, and many in the tech sector are a little nervous, I guess, about the outlook. So have been taking some profits in those semiconductor stocks, to say the least. All right, switching across to US bonds. we saw not much action, to be honest. US 10 years, 4.623, down 1.4 basis points. The 2 years are down 0.3 of a basis point, 4.988, so below 5%. The Aussie 10 year, 4.31. We had Bitcoin, it halved. The halving occurred over the weekend. We had Bitcoin up 1.9%. The Aussie dollar pretty steady at 64.20. US dollar index off slightly. Turning to commodities on Friday, well, we did see a big spike in the oil price, a big spike in the gold price on the back of those stories coming out from Iran on Friday. But all was forgiven and all came tumbling back to earth to some extent as many people were playing down the strike from Israel. Brent crude up 0.28% at the end of the day, 24 cents, 87.20. WTI up 0.35%, 29 cents to $83.80. The US dollar gold price up $11.70 to $23.90, up only 0.5%. At one stage, it did hit 24.15. Platinum up 0.2. LME, or the Moscow Metals Exchange, as it should now be dubbed, the LME copper price was up 1%. We had nickel, big night for nickel, up 4%. Aluminium up 1.8%. Zinc up 1.6%. Lead up 1.7%. Tin going like a train, up 3.6%. Iron ore not doing much. We had lithium off a smidge, and that led to the following in terms of resource stocks overseas. We had BHP ADRs up 0.2%, Rio ADRs up 0.4%, Glencore down 0.1%, Freeport down 1.1%, Vale up 1.6%. A little bit of mixed picture in the lithium stocks. Arcadium Lithium up 2.6%. In the golds, Newmont and Barrick both better, but not a lot. Newmont up 1.2, Barrick up half that. Albemarle up 0.3, and the US dollar, or the US gold, oil and gas stocks rather, Exxon up 1.1, Chevron up 1.5% there. All right, turning to our market, it's going to be a relatively slow kickoff to the week. It is a short week this week with Anzac Day on Thursday. The market is closed for Anzac Day. We do have today South32. With its quarterly production update. Air New Zealand is already out this morning. The early bird catches the worm. They said profits could come in lower than it had previously forecast and had dropped its earnings guidance by around 10 million New Zealand dollars. Star Entertainment, the inquiry continues there. In other news this morning, we have got Ramelius out this morning. Q3 all-in sustaining costs, $13.44 versus guidance $13.75 to $14.75, and it has upgraded FY guidance as well. Gold production now looking 285 to 295. That's up from 265 to 280. So not bad. And importantly, the all-in sustaining costs were down from 1750, 1850 range to 1550 to 1650. So a good result from Ramelius. Should get them rocking and rolling today. We also had Pilbara Minerals. They have seen some broker moves out over the last couple of days following their results. JP Morgan downgraded to underweight from neutral. Morgan's transferred the coverage and downgraded to hold from add. And CLSA downgraded to underperform from outperform there as well. Delta Lithium has reported Q3 net cash as well out this morning. Cash and cash equivalents, $100.2 million. Boss Energy has produced its first drum of uranium at the Honeymoon Project. Now remember what happened with Paladin when they produced their first drum. So a drum roll for Boss Energy. That could be a catalyst for further share price increases. We have got a little bit of broker news out on Whitehaven Coal, upgraded to add from hold at Morgan's. Target increased to $8.90 from $7.75. And we have got Aurora upgraded to positive from neutral at Evans and Partners. Target decreased there to $2.50 from $2.61. Goodman Group downgraded to neutral from overweight at Barrenjoey. Target price increased there though to $30 from $28. Vulcan Steel, VSL, the stock code there, downgraded to neutral from buy at UBS. Target price cut to $7.90 from $8.10. Citi has lowered the ratings for all Australian banks to sell. Well, they did peak at around $210 for the big bank basket, now under $200. So we've already seen a bit of a sell-off there. Citi joining the sell band. They've downgraded ANZ and Westpac. downgraded with ANZ to sell from neutral. Target is now $26. Westpac downgraded to sell from neutral. Target $22.25. So there we go. Banks are a sell according to Citi. We have been saying that for some time. Netwealth Group downgraded to sell from neutral at Citi. Target increase there, though, to 18.65 from 18.35. Satire, their big holder LHC, has sold its stake. So there we go. That's some news there for them. And just looking through at the moment, not much else out there, I have to say. This morning, a bit of a focus in the AFR on AirTrunk, which is owned by Macquarie and PSP. So that process looks as if it's kicking off with advisors signing their non-disclosure agreements as well. So there we go. That is probably some good news for Macquarie as that process continues. They're looking at a $15 billion valuation. Given NextDC is around a $9 billion valuation, I can imagine that $15 billion should be doable, but we'll see how the market pans out. Any disruption, I guess, in the technology space won't be helpful. And, of course, a big week this week for them. Well, that's it from me today. Thanks very much for listening. Have a great day. As always, if you're listening to this on a free podcast, we'd love to have you on board. What are you waiting for? Come and sign up today, markustoday.com.au. In the meantime, have a great day. I'll be back around 12 with the members exclusive podcast for those of you that are members. And of course, at the end of the day, with the end of day free podcast as well. May the trading gods go with you.